Hare Krishna. Tomorrow we're worshipping Radhakant Prakat. At least here in Hungary, I don't know what the situation is in India. So I thought I would speak a little about that and give our devotees an opportunity to think about the appearance day of Radhakund, our most holy and worshipable place of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is also called Balastami. And it takes place on the midnight of the Astami of the waning night of this Kartik. And the pastime is not recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, but rather we see the pastime mentioned in places like the Padma Purana at length and described by many of our acharyas in their glorification or ashtakams like Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Raghunath Das Goswami. And in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, when he's mentioning, discussing the killing of Aristasura, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur then mentions the pastime there. He does so because the appearance of Radhakund, and of course when we talk about Radhakund, we also mean Shyamakund. That's the glory of Radhakund, which was actually Krishna's blessing. When devotees say they're going to go to there, they always say, well, I'm going to Radhakund. No one really says, I'm going to Shyamakund. Or even, we don't even say, I'm going to Radhakund or Shyamakund. We just say, I'm going to Radhakund. And that's because the overall place is known by that. Even the district is called Radhakund. The appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund took place after Krishna had killed Aristasura. Aristasura was in the form of a bull, a great demon that Kamsa had sent to kill Krishna. And of course Krishna killed it, and when he killed it he wanted to resume his pastimes with the gopis. But Srimati Radharani wouldn't have anything to do with him. Why? Because Krishna had killed the bull. And Krishna argued that this is not just a bull, this is actually a demon. But Srimati Radharani pointed out maybe that he's a demon, but because he's in the body of a bull, just for some particular excuse, you're killing a bull and don't do anything about it, it will be a horrible precedent for others. Keep in mind that not only are the Brijbasis Vaishnavas, but of course they're cowherd men and cowherd women. So they have particular affection for cows and bulls, and they know all the Dharma. So Krishna says, all right, what do you want me to do to atone for it? What will make things acceptable to you? And Srimati Radharani says, well, if you bathe in all the holy places of the universe, holy waters of the universe, then that's the only way you can atone for the killing of a bull. Which is very interesting, because she wasn't just sort of making it up. She's actually making a very clear scriptural statement. Srimati Radharani's words are truth. So we should see what a serious thing the killing of a bull is. So Krishna really didn't like this proposal very much. He didn't like the idea of having to stop his pastime, but to speak of leave Vrindavan and travel throughout the universe. He said, well, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll just call all the holy places here instead. So in a depression where Aristasura dug the earth, you know, when bulls charge, they dig the earth. So he, in one of the charges against Krishna, he was digging the earth, and he made a hole. So in that hole, Krishna kicked it with his heel, and he said, come. all the holy places, all the holy waters all appeared there. And although the holy waters all appeared there, and it just came out like a little spring, and Krishna then bathed in it, but there was nothing to testify to the fact that these waters were actually the sacred waters of the universe. And so when Krishna came out after having bathed and freshly dressed, he said, okay, I've atoned, let's continue. Srimati Radharani said, as far as I'm concerned, you just bathe in a little spring, but that's not the same as bathing in all the holy places of the universe. So then Krishna asked all the sacred waters to appear in person, and all the presiding deities of all those holy places, they came and appeared and presented themselves before Srimati Radharani and introduced themselves. And in that way, they confirmed their identity, and that Krishna had truly actually bathed in all of the waters. So then Krishna was very pleased with himself, and he invited Srimati Radharani, would you also like to bathe in the water? And she said, nothing doing. Since you've bathed in this water, the sin of killing a bull is within it. Therefore, if we bathe in it, then we're going to be tainted with that sin. This is what happens when you bathe in sacred waters or you go to the holy place. You become free from sinful reaction, but the sinful reactions become deposited at those places. So she said, no, we'll make our own lake. And then taking her bangles and encouraging her friends to do the same, they started digging nearby another little lake. And when they dug large enough hole, then they brought water. They brought water from, in some places it says Manasiganga, some places it says from Kusum Sarovara, and filled it up. And then as they were about to bathe, then the personified holy places, they approached Krishna and said, we would like the permission to be able to enter Srimati Radharani's lake. So Krishna said, you have to ask her. So then one of the representatives approached Krishna and asked Krishna, Suktas Ko Srimati Radharani, and she very kindly acquiesced and allowed them to enter her waters and then bathe in those waters. And by the time all this happened, it was midnight, Bahulastami, and it happened exactly at midnight, the final formation of Radhakund. So tomorrow in India, many devotees will wait just for the time of midnight, and exactly at midnight they'll bathe in Radhakund. That place and the canal that joins the two, that is called the Sangam. Sangam is called meeting place, and where the two lakes are mixing together. Devotees, in this regard, devotees ask, is it all right to bathe in Radhakund and Shyamakund? Yes, it is. Although Srila Prabhupada at one point told his disciples that they shouldn't, because and I was actually there when that happened, because they were behaving in such a rowdy way, jumping in, and as if it was some kind of holiday. That didn't mean that Srila Prabhupada never wanted his disciples to bathe in Radhakund. It just meant that when you learn how to bathe properly, then you can do so. So yes, by all means, devotees can bathe, and they should learn the process of how to do that. Radhakund and Shyamakund are the most holy places within the universe. They're the most holy places for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, more sacred even than Vrindavan Forest or Govardhan Hill. Rupa Goswami describes this in Upadeshamrita. Why is it that some places of Krishna's pastimes are more sacred than others? Well, it's in the same way that in different forms, different features, Krishna manifests different degrees of divine potency. For example, we know that there's no difference between Krishna and Lord Narayan, and yet still Lord Narayan doesn't manifest four of Krishna's characteristics, like his playing the flute. So he's only considered to be, say, 94%, 95% manifesting the potency of the Lord. Similarly, Krishna's childhood pastimes or boyhood pastimes don't manifest all the qualities that are present within his pastimes of youth. And his pastimes of youth in different places display certain qualities. All of Krishna's transcendental qualities, as well as those of Srimati Radharani, their loving exchanges are manifest in full, without restriction, at Radhakund. So in the same way as Radha and Krishna are the original feature of the Absolute Truth, the very focal point of the spiritual world, which is their home, is Radhakund, because that is where Krishna's, potencies, pastimes are fully manifest. And in that way, devotees should respect and worship Radhakund, especially for those devotees who, Srila Prabhupada points out, want to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani's friends or maidservants. Then they live on the banks of Radhakund, or if they don't live on the banks of Radhakund, then they think about doing that. Thinking about doing that means serving Radhakund by preaching and remembering those pastimes that take place there. Rupa Goswami says this is the essence of all advice, upadeshasaram. And tomorrow we should recite nice prayers, ashtakams that are written about Radhakund and Shyamakund, some called Krishna Kund. Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur calls it Krishna Kund. And in that way, by worshipping Radhakund, we're worshipping Srimati Radharani directly. By worshipping Shyamakund, we're worshipping Krishna directly, because these are considered to be the liquid forms of the divine cup. Just as, for instance, Hare Krishna is the form of the Lord in sound, this is the form of the Lord in liquid. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Tasya Kunda Priyastata Sarva Gopesha Sarvaika Vishnu Atyanta Balabha. Just like Srimati Radharani is the dearest amongst all gopis, similarly Radhakund is the dearest of all holy places. No one is more beloved of Krishna than Sri Radha, and no pastime place is dearer to Krishna than Radhakund. Sri Radhakund Prakat Ki Jai.